God has been merciful to us. He has blessed us with just a beautiful day of life and another opportunity that we could assemble together in a fashion like this to worship Him in spirit and truth. It's good to be with you tonight, and it's especially good to have those who are visiting with us. We hope that you'll come back and be with us at every opportunity you have. We hope that you're comfortable and that you are made to feel welcome as you make your visit with us. We encourage each one to take their Bibles out and follow along with us. Make sure that what is being stated is in harmony with the Word of God. Our whole purpose is to stay true to the book of God, the Bible. To not go beyond what it says, not to fall short of what it says, but to give book, chapter, and verse for the things that we state. And you as a listener has the obligation of searching the Scriptures, making sure that what you're hearing is in harmony with the Word of God. And if you feel that we've missed the mark in some way, you don't hesitate to let us know that. Someone has once estimated that there are thousands of different religious bodies in the world today. It's no wonder that folks are religiously confused and divided when you look out into the religious world today. Well, God is not the author of such. In fact, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:33 that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. So God expects us to be in unity. He expects us to be undivided. And a lot of verses talk about that very concept. Ephesians 4:3, 1 Corinthians 1:10, and a host of others. The title of tonight's sermon has been put on the board, Why the Church of Christ? Why is it the case that we want individuals to be a member of the Church of Christ? Those of you who are here tonight, who are members of the Church of Christ, why are you a member of the Church of Christ as opposed to other religious bodies? Some may say, well, I'm a member of the Church of Christ because that's the church that I was reared up in. Let me tell you, that's not a good enough reason. Someone may say, I'm a member of the Church of Christ because my good wife is a member of the Church of Christ. Let me kindly suggest to you, that is not a good reason. Someone may say, well, I'm a member of the Church of Christ because a preacher said that's the church that I ought to be a member of. Well, that's not a good reason. But there are scriptural reasons as to why the Church of Christ, as opposed to any other religious body that's ever existed, that's in existence today, or ever will exist, so long as time continues. And so the whole purpose of tonight's lesson is these good men, these brethren, are going to share with us some Bible reasons as to why the Church of Christ.
First reason for why the Church of Christ is, it is the one that Jesus built. Turn with me to Matthew 16, verse 18. Jesus says, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. So this is Jesus saying himself that he is the one that will build the church. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. It says, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So, Jesus Christ built the church, and He's the foundation of the church. Turn with me to Ephesians 2, verse 20. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. So, all these verses state that Jesus Christ is the one who built the church and is the foundation, and the Church of Christ is the only church where that is the case. Other congregations, such as the Catholic Church, was created in 300 A.D. by the Roman Emperor Constantine. The Baptist Church, 612, by Thomas Helwey. The Protestants were created in 1517 by Martin Luther. Methodism was created by John Wesley in the 1700s. Calvinism, 1550, by John Calvin. You can say the same thing for any other denomination out there, but the fact of the matter is, there is only one church that was created on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, and that was the Church of Christ.
Another reason to be in the Church of Christ is that it is the only church that is mentioned in the Bible. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse 4. It says, "There is one body and one spirit, just as also you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." This shows that there is only one true church. And the one church that is mentioned in the Bible is found in Romans chapter 16 and verse 16. It says, "Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you." This shows that the Church of Christ is the one true church.
Another reason you should be a member of the Church of Christ is because it is the one body of the New Testament. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 20. It reads, "But now indeed there are many members, yet one body." In the context of this scripture, we see that there is one body made up of many members, and the members are individual Christians. Now let's turn to Colossians 1 and verse 24. It says, "I now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ, for the sake of His body, which is the church." Here again, we see that His body is the church, and as we've already seen, there is one body, which means there is one church.
Another reason why you should be in the Church of Christ is the one that which the Savior added to. Please turn with me to Acts 2:47. The Bible reads here, "Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Also turn with me to Ephesians 5:23. The Bible reads here, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body." As we can see here, the Church of Christ is the one that the Lord adds the Savior to.
Another reason why you should be a member of the Church of Christ is the one that will be delivered to the Father. Colossians 1:13 says, "For He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transformed us to the kingdom of His beloved Son." Turn to Revelations 1:9. "I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus." Finally, turn to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24. "Then comes the end, when He hands over the kingdom to the God and Father, when He has abolished all rule and all authority and power." So in this, the kingdom is the church. So if you want to be delivered up to the Father whenever life is over, then you have to be a member of the Church of Christ.
Good evening. Why the Church of Christ? Because it is the one purchased with the blood of Christ. Every Sunday we come together and we remember the sacrifice that Christ made on Calvary for us, and we remember the bread, which represents His body, and the fruit of the vine, which represents His blood. And through that blood, there's remission of sins, and through the blood, Christ bought the church. If you would like to turn with me over to Acts chapter 20, starting in verse 28. "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and all the flock over to which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which He hath purchased with His own blood." Then we'll turn over to Ephesians chapter 5. Starting at verse 25. "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it." Christ gave Himself for the church and purchased the church with His blood. Another reason to be in the Church of Christ is because it is the only one which is the pillar and the ground of truth. Turn with me to 1 Timothy 3. Let's read verse 15. But in case I am delayed, I write that ye will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth. Also turn with me to John 8. We'll read verse 32 through 34. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, We are Abram's descendants and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it you say that you will become free? Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. So here it is stating that you have to know the truth to be free from sin, but the only way to know truth is to be in the right church, the Church of Christ. Another reason to be a member of the Church of Christ is it is the one making known the wisdom of God. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17. This verse, Paul states, For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Turn with me to Ephesians 3, verse 10. To the intent that is now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. The Church of Christ is the only church that teaches about Christ and about the wisdom of God in a way that God would intend. Any other establishment would teach you in ways that man intends, and as we all know, God would find that insufficient. That is why you should be a member of the Church of Christ.
Another reason to be in the church is that Christ is it's the church that Christ is the head of. Turn to Colossians chapter 1 and in verse 18. It says, He is also head of the body, the church, and He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that He Himself will come to have first place in everything. This shows that Jesus is the head of the Church of Christ, which means it is the right church because everything that God has created is good. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 22. And He put all things in subjection under His feet and gave Him as head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. This reinforces the fact that Jesus is the head of the church.
Again, why the Church of Christ? It is the one church prophesied about in the Old Testament. Turn to Isaiah 2 and verses 1 through 3. It reads, The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the tops of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us His ways, and we shall walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Here we see prophesied that not just Israel, but now all nations will have opportunity to be included in the church. We also see that it would start in Jerusalem, and we see that fulfilled in Acts chapter 2. Let's also turn to Daniel 2 and verse 44. This verse says, And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Here we learn the time frame of when the church would start. We see that once it started, it would never end. We see that the church is greater than all other kingdoms.
A
Another reason we should be in the Church of Christ is it is the one over which Jesus reigns. John 18:36 says, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." Turn with me to Acts chapter 2, verse 36. "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Everybody in the world should want Jesus to reign over them, because if Jesus isn't the one reigning over us, then the devil is the one that's in control. And if the devil is in control of your life, then we're ultimately going to be going to hell. So this is another reason why you should be a member of the Church of Christ.
Why the Church of Christ? It is the one in which individuals are baptized into. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting in verse 13. "For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." And then let's turn over to Galatians chapter 3, starting in verse 26. "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Therefore is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Why the Church of Christ? Because we put on Christ when we were baptized into His death.
Another reason to be in the Church of Christ is because it is the only one which God has glorified. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. Let's read verse 21. "To Him be the glory in the church in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." Also turn with me to 1 Corinthians 10 and we'll read verse 31. "Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all in the glory of God." So here it says that we should strive to do the glory of God in everything that we do, but we can't glorify God if we aren't in the right church.
As we come to the close of why one should be in the Church of Christ, it's the one which will stand forever. Turn with me to Daniel 7, and we'll read verses 13 and 14. "I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed." Also, turn with me to Matthew 15. And let's read verse 13. "But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up." As we can see, the Church of Christ is the one church that will stand forever.
These brethren have shared with us 14 reasons why the Church of Christ. Not one of those reasons was because of personal things that they might have came up with, personal feelings, or the way I think it, or the way that I see it, but straight from the Word of God. 14 things, just in summation. And I want you to think about these points as we conclude the lesson, that not one of the 14 reasons as to why the Church of Christ can be said about any other religious body. None. We looked at, it is the one that Jesus built. It's the one mentioned in the New Testament. It is the one body of the New Testament. It is the one to which the saved are added. It is the one to be delivered to the Father. It is the one purchased by the blood of Christ. It is the one which is a pillar and ground of the truth. It is the one making known the wisdom of God. It is the one over which Jesus is head. It is the one prophesied of in the Old Testament. It is the one over which Jesus reigns. It is the one into which individuals are baptized. It is the one in which God is glorified. And it is the one which will stand forever. True to the book, straight from the Word of God. I can't offer you anything else, neither can these brethren or anyone else, offer you anything better than becoming a Christian, a member of the church of which you read about on the pages of the Bible. But after we've talked about why the Church of Christ, there may be someone in the audience today who have never obeyed the gospel of Christ. And you may ask the question, well, how do I get into the church of which we've just studied about? You become a Christian by doing what they did in New Testament times. It's never changed. It had never changed so long as time continues. Individuals in the Bible became a Christian by hearing the gospel, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, by believing it, John 8, 24, repenting of their sins, Luke 13, 3, confessing their faith in Christ, Acts 8, 37, and being baptized for the remission of their sins, Acts chapter 2, and then verse 38. Maybe you have done that, but you've fallen away. You've turned your back on the Lord. You want to be restored. You want to be in a right relationship with God. He's made provision for that. You repent of your unfaithfulness. Make confession unto Him in prayer. We'll pray with you and for you. Don't delay. Come right now.